Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to jump into another fascinating deep dive with us today?
Absolutely. Always excited to dig into these topics.
Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of hurricane prediction.
Sounds intense.
It is, but not in the way you might think. We're not here to talk about battening down the hatches or stocking up on supplies.
Oh, so we're not giving out survival tips this time.
Not today. Today's deep dive is all about a revolutionary new AI model that's changing the hurricane prediction game in a big, bad way.
I've heard some buzz about this. It's supposed to be incredibly accurate, right?
That's putting it mildly. This AI is making waves, and meteorologists are scrambling to keep up.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more. What's so special about this AI?
Well, for starters, it's developed by the European Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts. We'll call it ECAIFSS for short. Catchy.
Right? ECAIFS. Got it. But what makes it so different from the usual forecasting models? Those are already pretty sophisticated.
True, but this AI, it's like comparing a calculator to a supercomputer. Traditional models, they're like seasoned detectives. They study past hurricanes, look for patterns, you know the drill.
Yeah, trying to connect the dots based on historical data. Makes sense.
Exactly. But this ECAIFS, it's like it's got a sixth sense. It's not just analyzing wind speed and direction. It's diving deep into the nitty-gritty, factoring in minute shifts in air pressure, ocean temperatures. It's even looking at atmospheric rivers, those massive highways of moisture in the sky.
Wow, it's like it's picking up on clues that other models completely miss. The source mentioned Hurricane Milton, apparently. This AI blew all other predictions out of the water.
Blew them away is an understatement. Most models, even the top dogs, were off by over 100 miles when predicting Milton's path.
And ECAIFS.
At its absolute worst, it was only off by 13 miles, and on average, a measly 7 miles.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
That's incredible. It's like pinpoint accuracy with something as unpredictable as a hurricane. But for those of us who aren't meteorology nerds, what does that kind of accuracy actually translate to?
Imagine this. You know exactly where a hurricane will hit, days before it even makes landfall.
Okay, that's helpful, definitely. But what does that mean practically?
Evacuations. They become laser-focused. No more mass exodus, no more scrambling, just precise, targeted action. It could save countless lives and a ton of resources.
I see what you mean. It's the difference between a general tsunami siren blaring and getting a personalized text message saying, "Hey, head for higher ground now."
Exactly. And think about the economic impact. Businesses, communities, everyone can prepare more effectively, minimizing losses. It's like switching from a reactive to a proactive approach to hurricanes.
That's a game changer. And speaking of proactive, I heard whispers that tech giants like Google and Nvidia are all over this.
Oh, absolutely. They've been given access to the ECAIFS code, and knowing them, things are about to get really interesting.
Faster processing, even more accurate predictions. What else could they do?
Who knows? Maybe we'll be getting personalized hurricane risk assessments delivered straight to our phones someday. But even with all this incredible tech, the source emphasized one crucial point.
Let me guess. This AI isn't a solo act.
Bingo. As advanced as it is, it still needs a human touch. It's all about collaboration. Think of ECAIF as a superpowered detective, but one that still needs a human partner to connect the dots, make sense of the clues, and ultimately take action.
So it gives us the what and where, but we still need human expertise for the why and how.
Exactly. AI for the raw data. Human expertise for the interpretation and action. It's about leveraging the strengths of both to create a system that's greater than the sum of its parts.
Two brains are better than one, especially when one of them is an AI capable of crunching numbers like nobody's business.
Right. And with hurricane season in full swing, let's hope this AI-human partnership leads to quieter, safer times for everyone.
I'll second that.
Now, for everyone listening, here's something to ponder. Beyond hurricanes, what other areas could benefit from this kind of AI-powered prediction? The possibilities seem endless, don't they? Let us know what you think. Until next time, stay curious.